Who would like to start it out? He was out there. He had some business to take care of.
You guys made the decision to put Jamal on, or keep him on the pup and kind of end his season effectively. Can you just talk about what went into that?
Yeah, he wasn't able to play. Hip was sore, both his right and left hip. He tried, gave it everything he had, just wasn't, you know, just didn't have the ability to work through it. They didn't practice today. Trent, same thing, thigh bruise, London ankle. We'll just evaluate it day by day, see how much they improve.
Everybody else able to work?
Yeah.
Is it too soon to start thinking about what the future holds for Jamal and the Redskins?
I'd let some time go by first. You know, it's hard to say right now, but obviously it's not a good sign when he's working or working pretty hard and all of a sudden it acts up. So we'll give it some time and probably won't let you know for a while.
What will you be asking of him in the coming weeks? Is there anything specific you want him to try to take care of at this point, or is it just getting better?
No, just kind of get away a little bit, just kind of relax and hopefully let that hip get better.
Mike, the last 2 years, the Giants have obviously done very, very well, won a Super Bowl. They're in first place right now, but you guys have beaten them twice by 2 touchdowns and then came so close to beating them the last time. You just match up better with them than with some other teams, right?
Well, like you said, you know, the Super Bowl champs, very talented football team. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we lost a football game. We had 4 turnovers, and you got to find a way to win, especially when you play well. So hopefully we can step up and do what we were capable of doing on Monday night and find a way to finish the game.
But even last year, you know, you handled them better than anybody else in the league did.
Yeah, we played well. I thought, you know, guys stepped up on both offense and defense and made a number of big plays. You know, to beat a good football team, you got to have everybody obviously playing well, and I thought that's what we had.
Is there any additional challenge in preparing for a team that you're facing a second time than it is week to week when people have a film on you?
Oh, I don't know. You know, they know us. We know them. They get a chance to look at all the film during the off season. Obviously, got a lot of film this year, different things that we've done, different things we've seen them do. We just got to play our best game.
Justin Tuck was talking about how he thinks it may be harder to face you guys this time around, even though they saw you. He thinks that you guys have kind of evolved even more offensively since the time you played them. Do you agree with that, and how much different or how much different do you think the offense is even from the time you played them?
Well, you have different game plans, so, I mean, every offense or defense changes up a little bit week by week. You know, we'll be no different. The Giants did the same thing, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, you got to play at, you know, at a level that regardless of the X's and O's, you find a way to win.
Like some of the players were saying that even though they always thought and they hoped that, you know, the team could do it, it's done the last couple weeks and kind of come together. Until you actually do it, you know, you don't know it or expect it. And a few weeks ago when we were talking after the game and the bye week, you kind of were still saying, I know we're going in the right direction. I mean, for you at all, just to see it kind of come to fruition for even just a 2-game sample size, is it the same for you where you knew you could, but you didn't know that and to expect it until now?
Well, I think after, you know, we were 3-6 and, you know, we talked about, you know, after that Carolina game that we had a chance to see what some guys that haven't been part of our football team, see how they play the second half of the season, see if they play their best football. And you take 5 guys or 5 receivers last week, and they separated themselves. They played at a higher level than they've played all year. And that's what you have to have. You find out, you know, which direction your team is going. And our football team, you know, guys that haven't been with us in the past got a chance to step up and play at the level that they're capable of playing. And that's what you're hoping. You start playing better. And that's what I think what's happened the last couple of weeks. We've played better collectively as a team. And that's what you got to do to win football games. You got to be able to close them, even though you see bits and pieces of a team playing well. You got to find a way to win in the fourth quarter. And I think I use the example of 26 players on our football team, 26 of the 46 I had been with for the last year or 2 years. You know, there was 20 guys I haven't been with. You know, rookies, veterans, different players, and you want to see them step up, and they have stepped up. And that's why we've won these 2 games. So you're hoping you can keep on playing at that level. And if we do, then we win.
But do you feel differently at all than you did 2.5 weeks ago, other than just, you know, being content with the performances, just about the guys that you have?
I've always felt good about the guys we have. always felt good. But feeling good and actually playing your best football in the second half of the season, you're hoping that they mature. We got five receivers that I just mentioned that weren't part of our football team a year ago. Or if they were on the inactive roster or they were rookies, and you want to see these guys step up and play like they're capable of playing. And I think that's what we saw against Dallas. You saw a wide receiving core that has played well go to a new level. And that's what you're hoping at all the different positions, especially some of the young positions.
Coach, you clawed your way back into the playoff conversation. I'm wondering, what would playoffs mean to this team and to the fan base here?
Well, I mean, that's your goal. There's only one team that's happy at the end of the season, even if you're in the playoffs. There's only one team that's happy, and that's what's different between pro football and college football. That at the end of the day, you've got to step up and play at a certain level. And our focus right now is to play our best football. You know, we understand where our record is and what we have to do, but you know, that's what our goals. Our goal is to win the NFC East, and to do that, we have to play very well.
Having had some success here with the receivers last week, winning a couple of games, do you feel that there's more of a trust developing between Kyle and Robert and his receivers, that the creativity is starting to open up, more shots downfield, the offense is getting more dynamic?
It's been pretty consistent all year. I mean, if you take a look at the stats, you play at a certain level, but you got to find a way to close those games. You got to find a way to win those games, and that's what we've been able to do the last couple of weeks. We weren't able to do that on a few very close games before, and the bottom line is you got to find a way to win.
Mike, you drafted Trent, your first draft pick when you got here. Is he playing his best football for you now? And how impressed are you that he played the way through those injuries the last couple of weeks?
Well, you have to have your captains, the guys that you count on, play when they're hurt, not injured. But, he's been hurting, but he's played at a very high level. And, you expect that out of your leaders.
How big is the turnover differential when you guys are turning the ball over? You're obviously having more success.
Causing turnovers defensively.
Well, we're doing a good job on defense getting turnovers, and we're doing a great job on offense. I think we're third and sixth, maybe third or fourth overall, I believe. And, that's how you win games. You get to the playoffs and you turn a football over, you don't stay in the playoffs very long. And usually the teams that win the Super Bowl are the teams that are the best in turnover ratio. And so hopefully we continue to do that. When we lost to the Giants last time, we had four turnovers, and they had two. Difference in when losing the game.
Mike, how has Alfred Morris adapted to being a pro in terms of taking care of his body and making sure he can last through a long season and the three games in the preseason?
Well, number one, he's got that type of body. He's got 220 pounds. He's strong. He's very physical. He's in excellent shape. They don't make all bodies like that. That type of power. But you guys had asked me at the beginning of the season, is your running back going to be running back by committee? Is he a first, second, third down back? You don't know any of those things until a guy plays. And you can see very early that he was a guy that had the ability to be a first, second, and third down back. And that's what he's getting a chance to do. He's going to be out there until he needs a break, and he can play first, second, third down, and run across guys like that very often. He's a special kid.
Talked about the maintenance with his body in terms of cold tub and foam rollers and things that he didn't do in college. Is it common for guys to come into the league and pick that sort of responsibility up, or is you don't see it every day?
Well, like I said, you don't know for sure if a guy can carry the load. It's hard. It's very, you take a lot of punishment as a running back, and you're carrying that ball anywhere from 15 to 30 times a game. It's pretty tough on the body. But, he can do it. You could see it from the first preseason game throughout the preseason that he was a special back, and he keeps on getting better.
How important has the continuity of the offensive line been to Alfred's success, these guys working together?
To be one of the top running teams in the National Football League, you got to have everybody playing. It's just not the offensive line. It's your tight ends, your wide receiver, your quarterbacks with his fake. If you're going to be the best at what you do, you've got to separate yourself with everybody, making a commitment to the running game. And that's what I think our guys have done. Everybody knows they've got a role. If we're going to get big plays, a wide receiver's got to block, quarterback got to continue his fake, fullback's got to, just be like an offensive lineman or a tight end in there when he blocks. And our guys have taken, a huge amount of pride to try to be the best, at the running game.
Pierre Garçon, is he limited or full?
I'm not sure the term I'd give right now. But he's full practice. I don't say he's 100%, but I'd be surprised if he not full speed, ready to go by game time.
I was going to say, now, after given what he did on Thanksgiving Day, you're pretty much expecting him to be Pierre Garçon for the rest of the season, as much as he can be on that.
I'm sure hoping so.
Like you said, after the Dallas game, you're going to look at some of the returns that Brandon had, Banks, and kind of evaluate what's going through his mind. Did you guys have a chance to talk to him and maybe have him explain what he was seeing, maybe especially on that punt return?
I don't have to have somebody explain to me. I mean, obviously made a bad decision. He goes back, he catches the ball 2 yards deep, and he gets killed at the 7-yard line. Mm-hmm. My wife told me that wasn't a good decision. So, anyway, Brandon by all means knows it was a poor decision. So you just can't make those mistakes, you know. And you got to eliminate those mistakes. And if you make too many of them, then you're not returning punts or kickoffs anymore.
What you think of Robert's day?
I'll let that one pass. Anything else? Okay, thanks.